basics about Jamaica. Jamaica, a gorgeous country in the Caribbean Sea, is the third largest island of the Great Antilles in the Caribbean, south of Cuba and west of Hispaniola. That's the island containing Haiti and the Dominican Republic. Surprisingly enough for this part of the world, it is actually only made up of one island covering an area of just 10,991 square kilometres, making it a lot smaller than Austria's 83,878 square kilometres. If you need a clearer comparison, Jamaica is roughly as large as Kosovo, Lebanon or Upper Austria, although even this part of Austria is still about 1,000 square kilometres larger. The 2018 census showed Jamaica's population to be 2.9 million, which mathematically comes out as 270 inhabitants per square kilometre. However, Jamaica is of course more densely populated in the major cities, such as Montego Bay, Maypen, Spanish Town, Kingston and Portmore. Kingston is not only Jamaica's largest city, but it's also its capital. With more than 500,000 people, it dwarfs the next largest city, Portmore, which has less than a third of the number of inhabitants. Jamaica is governed by a prime minister who is democratically elected. Laws are made in a parliament that has two houses, the Senate, which is a group of people appointed by politicians, as well as the House of Representatives, which is made up of directly elected politicians. Besides the Prime Minister, there is a Governor-General representing the monarch of the United Kingdom and the Commonwealth. However, just like in Britain, the monarch doesn't have much of a say in state affairs. It would not surprise, should Jamaica win the next World Cup, to hear "Jamaica, land we love," rather than the royal "God save the Queen." Both of the anthems are in standard English, which is the official language of the country, though you would most certainly hear the Jamaican variety. The language that the vast majority of people speak in everyday life is in fact Jamaican Patois. Yet, these are not the only two languages spoken. You shouldn't forget Jamaican Sign Language. Yes, this is a language in its own right. And of course, it's important to mention the language African slaves brought to the island in the 18th and 19th centuries, Igbo. Furthermore, there is Jamaican Maroon Language, or Cromanti, as well as Taino. Of course, these are the languages one can acquire as a mother tongue in Jamaica, as there are many foreign languages spoken there too. While this may all be highly interesting to linguists, what most of us think of when we think about Jamaica is reggae and Rastafarians. Bob Marley, with his long dreadlocks, colourful t-shirts and relaxed smile, is undoubtedly Jamaica's most famous musician. His hit "No Woman, No Cry" brought Jamaican music to the attention of European audiences. What few of us are aware of, however, is that reggae originated in Rastafari religion, more precisely in so-called groundings, sessions where Rastafarians meet to pray and discuss the relevance of the Bible on recent events. The common conception that being a Rastafarian is simply a lifestyle choice that includes smoking cannabis is not at all based in fact. Rastafarianism is a religious and social movement that developed in the 1930s and bases its belief on a specific interpretation of the Bible. While focusing on loving God and your neighbour as well as eating only natural foods, the movement has also contributed to a homophobic atmosphere. Rastafarians consider homosexuality to be wrong and unnatural and are hostile towards it. Homosexuality is not against the law in Jamaica, but homosexual acts are. Over the past few years, there have been reports of arrests, the publishing of the names of arrested men, violence and social consequences that have led to some fleeing their country.